want to just take a minute to say something about gratitude? I came to this community in 2000 from LA, and I had, you know, was just sort of reworking my life, because that's a nice euphemism for it. And I was lucky enough to fall into a community that was so supportive and welcoming to someone who was just beginning to write poetry and hadn't done it for many, many, many years. And what was already here at this point was the International Poetry Forum, which was extraordinary. There was nobody, I mean, who else in the country had anything like that? We had Michael Worster's Pittsburgh Poetry Exchange, which was one of the first places I went. I was so lucky to go there. And the Squirrel Hill Poetry Workshop, led by Kermit Jackson, then by Rose Day Rothman, who's right here. There were so many other groups as well. There was the Mad Women that was led by Pat Dolber, then by Jan Beatty. There was University of Pittsburgh Press, edited for years by the astonishing, the amazing Ed Ochester. I remember being in a workshop with him where he took two-thirds of my poem out and said, adverbs, never use adverbs. Adverbs, no, 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 no. I mean, I had this five-page poem. He reduced it to two pages, and he said, Stills, you could lose some more stuff here. And, you know, there was... You know, and this is an extraordinary community. I'm sort of speaking for myself, but then over time, about 12 years ago, City of Asylum began, and Diane and Henry began this extraordinary project that, you know, a bunch of people sort of shook their head and said, "You're going to do what? And you're going to do it where?" And it has grown and grown and grown, and it's hard to match in the country what they're doing. So we have really a literary center. And wonderful, wonderful programs, truly international programs and programs that involve a true mission. And there are small and large publishers here. There's Item House, there's all these folks, Chris among them, with Scott doing independent publishing. You know, I don't know that there's any place in the country that's doing everything that's here. I mean, I really don't. People, as Barbara last week said, she came from New York. She couldn't find anything like this in New York. So I'm just grateful to be here. And I'm really grateful to all of you, because there's so many amazing creative people in this community, and they're so generous with their time, and we're so supportive of each other. We really are. And so I thank you for all of that. And I really thank all the young people who are coming to this series, because you're going to inherit all this, and you're going to do great things with it. And so I'm really, really happy to see you. And I want to remind you that there are going to be books for sale here tonight. There are going to be books by all of Jimmy's books are here. Bob Ziller, his publisher, has been kind enough to bring them, because there might be somebody here who doesn't have all those books. So you ought to have at least one, or maybe two. And all the poets who have books have brought them tonight too. So what we're going to do is I'm going to get out of the way here real fast. And what's going to happen is that Chris is going to proceed with the evening. We're going to, of course, have the reading. And then we are going to have the all-important photo. So none of the poets are allowed to leave until we've done the photo. Okay? And then we'll see where we are. And we may, in fact, have an open mic. So we'll see where we are, okay? So thank you all. Gratitude mode, okay? Thank you all. And next up, Chris has something very interesting to get us going here.